Like I say, we appreciate the privilege being here this morning. We appreciate you being here on this Easter service. I'm glad it still takes the blood. I'm going to read some this morning, Lord help me, out of the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. You're going to read with us. It's very familiar scripture that we're going to read. You can go about anywhere you want to. But you won't hear no better singing than what you've heard this morning. I appreciate the unction it had in it. It's accompanied with something. Twelfth chapter of the book of Acts, we're going to start with the first verse. It says, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. He went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. They went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. When he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And Peter knocked at the door of the gate. A damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. When she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. They said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers that was become what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a God and not of man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. And I know this morning it's a very familiar scripture, and got some things in it, no doubt, that applies to Easter today. But I got just a thought, and we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way. And I'd like to leave with you this morning, God help us, just a little bit of a message that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The Bible says here, and we read this chapter in completeness because of what was going on. Number one, Herod, to begin with, had laid hands on some of the disciples, and he had killed James, and he saw that it pleased the people, and he laid hold of Peter. The Bible says here that because it was the days of unleavened bread, he said, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered to him to four centurions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now he had in mind, Herod had in mind, that he was going to do away with Peter just like he did James. And he is going to do away with him. But he recognized something, and I want to talk about this, the Lord being my helper this morning, about what does Easter mean to you? What does Easter mean to you? Now, whether you'll have it or not, or whether you believe it or not, there's a world full of people that will recognize this day. And just to be honest with you, some of you that are here today are your own witness that you made a special effort to come out to the house of God on Easter. There's a reason for that. And brethren, those things will not be forgotten. I believe that. But I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, Herod recognized the fact that it was Easter. He recognized that fact. Brethren, there's people all over this world that recognizes this day as being Easter. And listen, that ain't all. They know what it actually stands for. They most certainly do. But the question is, what does it mean to you? You say, preacher, it's the foundation of my faith. Can I ask you a question? Where's the foundation of your faith next Sunday? Or next Wednesday night? Or the next time the church comes together? Brethren, there's something more to this day than it just being Easter. Yes, sir. We've done heard it preached today, my friend, about what it would have been had it not been Easter today. Had it not been that Jesus bled and died, brethren, but raised the third day. Woo! Woo! Brethren, our faith, our religion, our belief is all wrapped up in this day, Easter, my friend. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're not alive, brethren, without Him being alive in you. You ain't living. You walking around in dead man's bones. Preacher, I'm not going to have to sit here and listen to a message like this. Brethren, Herod recognized years, thousands and thousands of years ago, my friend, this king, he recognized the fact that it was Easter, my friend. You've done good. You've done good that you've recognized today is Easter. You've done good. Brethren, he had intentions of doing away with Peter, just like you did James. But brethren, God had another path for Peter. Amen. Yes, he did. Brethren, you're no better. I'm just going to preach what I've got. Brethren, you're no better than Herod if all you're doing is recognizing the day. You're no better. You know better, my friend, than the pagan gods around this world. Brethren, these other religions that even recognize that there is a risen Savior. Yeah. Easter. They recognize it. These other religions, my friend, that teach other things. Brethren, and I want you to know they'll still recognize this day as Easter. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Them that don't even ordinarily worship on this day recognizes this day. Preacher, you ain't got no proof. I've got more than that. I got real proof. Listen, you say, preacher, we come out and we want to hear a good Easter message. Well, you gonna hear one. I want you to listen. Brethren, it comes down to the individual. And what does Easter mean to you? Preacher, we always go to church on Easter. Why is that? Why is that? Can you answer that question? Brethren, can you? You'll make a special effort. I know you say, preacher, you ain't going to get no amens. I done figured that out. But I want you to realize this morning, my friend, Easter really means something deeper, brother, than what we're showing. Preacher, I was raised to recognize Easter. Most of you was, probably. Some of you may not have. Some of you may not even know what Easter is. And I'll promise you, my friend, worldwide. Worldwide, my friend, this day is recognized. And it's recognized just exactly what we worship it for. That there was a man by the name of Jesus, brethren, that was raised on the third day. And that's what we recognize. What was he raised for? Bible said he is raised for our justification. You wouldn't have life, my friend, without him. You cannot have spiritual life without him being raised from the dead. That's what we believe. That's what we preach. That's what we tell people. And it doesn't matter this morning. It doesn't matter how high in the rank you are or how low in the rank you are. Brethren, it matters whether or not Jesus knows you as one of his. He died for you. Preacher, I believe I can get there another way. There ain't no other way. There ain't no other way. Can I tell you something? They ain't no other Easter. No, sir. They ain't no other time in the year, the calendar year, that we recognize, brethren, this day, except what we're worshiping this morning. Our belief, our standards, brethren, our life, our holiness, our righteousness, everything about us, brethren, is glued to this day, my friend. Yes, sir. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you come. I really am. I'm glad we all, if nothing else, we might get a new shirt this time of year. Yeah? Listen. And we spruce up pretty good. I done told one this morning, I said, you man up pretty good. Listen, we put on our best, and I'm going to tell you something, you ought to. You ought to. In recognition, my friend, of him giving all that he had for me and you. He done it. They buried him. They thought, my friend, that they'd keep him. Did you know that Herod felt confident that Peter would not escape, that he is in the hands of men that would not let him escape. Can I tell you something? Things got out of control. Things got out of Herod's territory. Can I say that? Things that Herod had no control over. I'm going to tell you something. It's already been said here this morning. I'm going to say it again. My friend, if you want to have peace, if you want to have love, if you want to have something, my friend, that'll do when everything else is fading away, my friend, give your life to Jesus this morning. Amen. You'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. These folks, my friend, that's got it all figured out. You say, preacher, I felt pretty good, and y'all done some wonderful singing. They just need them a good preacher. They probably do, but I'm what they've got, and I'm going to give you what I've got. And I want you to realize it takes Jesus to make the difference in your life. Amen. What did they sing about a while ago? It took what? The blood of Jesus. Is that what she sung? The blood of Jesus. Preacher, I don't like that old bloody way. I got news for you. What you don't like is repentance. Amen. Brethren, you don't like to be put down. You think you're the top notch this morning. Herod thought that. Herod had control, did he not? Herod put Peter over in the four centurions of soldiers. And they blocked him up in the prison. What happened to them soldiers when that angel passed by? Huh? Can I tell you something? You may think I have nothing in this world, but I've got angels, thank God, encamped round about me. Yes, sir. And the world can't do nothing about it. Ho! 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 Glory, hallelujah! I'm glad Jesus is on my side, don't you? I'm glad he is. Herod. Yes, he is top notch. He is top dog. Before this chapter had ended, my friend, what happened to Herod? Something happened to him. You know what happened to Herod? He lost his top seat. Yes, sir. He lost all his control. Yes, sir. He lost all his prestige. He lost everything he had. He lost his life. Listen, simply because he did not recognize God. What that book says. He didn't recognize God. You may recognize this day. There he is. There's multitudes and multitudes of people that put forth an effort to go to the house of God somewhere today. But what does Easter mean to you? Hear me? What does it mean to you? I think sometimes Now, I'm not going to stand very long this morning, but I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. Brethren, you'll never get past the Spirit of God. You'll never do it. There's some of you here today that ought to be absolutely ashamed of your own self. Preacher, you're just asking for it. The truth of it is, my friend, we're glad and wonderful that you're here. But brethren, what does the day really mean to you? You get your heart right with God, I'll promise you. You get your heart right with God, my friend, you'll have a desire to be at the house of God. And the truth of it is, you won't care what day it is. Huh? No, you won't. And the fact of the matter of it is, you'll find more peace than you know what to do with. Yes, you will. You'll find more contentment. Brethren, you'll find more relief. Thank God, just giving your life to Jesus. He'll do more for you than this world can do. Yes, he will. He'll save your soul, and they ain't a one of you in here and save your soul. Not a one. I know today is a special day. I'm not saying anything different. Brethren, Herod recognized it was Easter. Being the days of unleavened bread, and Easter was drawing nigh, he put Peter in the prison. You say, preacher, where in the world did Easter come from? Well, it didn't come from just one day. No, it didn't. It come from a multitude of days. And a multitude of events. Yes, sir. It most certainly did. And I'm not here just bopping my gums today. I know for a fact. Brethren, for a fact. I know that a lot of things are commercialized. And brethren, men make money off of a lot of different things, even including Easter. But brethren, it is still recognized worldwide more than any other day. It is a religious day. Yes, sir, one form or a fashion, whether they worship like we do or whether they don't. Brethren, it is noted. It is duly noted. And brethren, just like them that tried to keep him in the grave, my friend, they could not hold him. They might not believe like we do, but they still recognize the day. Amen. You're no different. You're no different. You can go home today and you can feel good about yourself because you went to the house of God. I'm not going to take that away from you. It's yours. But when the end of the day has come, and when the end of the week has come, and when the end of your life has come, brethren, it's according to how you've lived between you and God. And that's all that matters this morning. Do you recognize him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Do you recognize him? I can tell you something this morning, my friend. I know a little bit. And I can tell you something this morning. Had you done what God really wanted you to do this morning, you'd have already repented. Yes, you would. You'd already found your way to an old-fashioned altar. Preacher, I'll never go. You most certainly will. You will, or you'll never get in contact with him. You'll make you an altar. Preacher, you're awful bold this morning. I got news for you. I'm serving a bold God. I got one, my friend, that when he says live, you live. When he says die, you die. Brother, there ain't nothing you can do about it. Yes, sir. Nothing. I wished. No, I don't. I started to say I wish that I had a better message for you, but I'm not too worried about the message. No, I'm not. Brother Crafton preached a wonderful message this morning. Yes, he did. And some of the scripture he read, he said, if Christ be not risen, you're what? You are yet in your sins. Folks, there's no remedy for sin. Had not our Lord and our Savior arose on the third day, they would not have been no remission. Would not have. Nothing else was going to work, Crafton. He had already gave himself. His blood had already been shed. But folks, had he not risen, you would not have a chance. Amen. They as many, my friend, in that day. That believed what they heard. They believed, my friend, when they put him in Joseph's tomb. The Bible says they rolled a stone over it and they put guards beside it, thinking they'd keep him in. Thinking. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, that stone was not rolled away to let him out. No, sir. What did they sing about? Not just the blood of Jesus, but what? An empty tomb. Empty. Empty. Bible says very early in the morning, the first day of the week, my friend, Mary and Mary Magdalene and another went down. They went down to the tomb. They had spices and ointments that they was going to prepare the body. Yeah. Yes, sir. They had it all figured out. Preacher, why did they do that? It was customary. It was a custom of what they done. But I want you to know his body had already been anointed. Amen. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And his body was not going to be in that tomb. Amen. They talked among themselves as they went toward the tomb and they said, who's going to roll the stone away? Huh? They know there's a stone over. Who's going to roll it away? How are we going to get in? In other words, Brethren, they didn't have to worry about that. Folks, when they got down there, that stone was gone. Had some guards down there. Bible said there's like dead men. They didn't know nothing. No, they didn't. But they found one in the garden. They supposed him to be a gardener. Huh? Did they not? One of the angels even spoke to the women and said, "Why seek you the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen, just like he said." Folks, I bank on that. My life hinges on that.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That he arose, thank God. I serve a risen Savior. Don't we? Them folks, my friend, believed that he is coming out of that grave just like he said he was, because they done everything they could for him not to.
Yeah.
Everything they possibly could. But Tracy, it could not hold him. Huh? No way, form nor fashion. When the gardener supposedly talked to one of the women there, Mary, I believe it was, and said, "Go show Peter. Go and tell the disciples." Huh?
Yeah.
That he's not here. He's gone. He is risen just like he said. They went and they told the disciples, and the Bible says that old Peter run to the tomb. And he looked in. And there was no body. Only the grave clothes. Only the grave clothes. Yes, sir. Had to be, folks. It's what we serve, it's what we worship, it's what we believe. And brethren, there's not life in any other way. He was raised for our justification. Now, if you ever get saved, my friend, you'll come through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you will. You'll repent. You'll find you an altar and you'll repent of your sins. Yes, sir. And if you truly repent of your sins and you ask him to come in, you see if he won't come in and set up his abode. You come with that broken heart and that contrite spirit. He said, "I will not turn you away." You want to know what this day means? That's what it means.
Amen.
It means you can be born again.
Amen.
It means you can be saved. It means you can have your whole life sin, my friend, washed away.
Amen.
And you'll be pure white as snow.
Amen.
Preacher, I didn't know it happened like that. It does. But you'll never see it. You'll never see it, my friend, observing Easter as you do today. You hear me? Herod recognized Easter. Recognized it. Men of this world recognize it. Brethren, other religions of this world recognize it today. But until it becomes part of you, my friend, you will die in your sins. And you will split hell wide open. Preacher, this is Easter. I got news for you. It don't have to be that way. That's the reason he arose. Yes, sir. He arose that we might have access to God. Through him. Through that of which he died. Through the sacrifice of himself. Brethren, we can have life. Come and get a verse of a song. What does Easter mean to you? It means something. It means something. You may be here this morning because there's somebody else asked you to come. You may be here this morning because you felt compelled by your companion to come. You may be here for whatever reason or excuse you want to give, but I'll promise you one thing, you come for some purpose, for some reason. And you may have come just that you might appease somebody else. But I'm going to tell you something. What you didn't bank on is that the Lord troubling that heart. You don't want to be around us too much, my friend, because you don't feel comfortable. Ain't that right? My daughter-in-law, when our son was still alive, she made the statement that she didn't like hearing me preach because it made my son cry. You say, preacher, you ought not laugh about that. That wasn't a bad thing. You hear me? That wasn't a bad thing. No, sir. I can tell you, you can too. This thing wasn't done in the dark.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. You're sitting in the dark because you don't know what I'm talking about. You'd like to, you just ain't going to pay the price. You hear me? Preacher, I could go on and on this morning. I really could. But for whatever reason you come today, I believe you be honest between you and yourself. You're going to have to say, my friend, that you got a hold of something or something got a hold of you that you wasn't expecting. And until you yield yourself or surrender yourself under the mighty hand of God, you're going to continue on in the path you're going. And the scripture says also, it says, and be sure your sins will find you out, or they will. They will. I don't care how many preachers you know. I don't care if your mama was a saint. Listen. When it comes down between me and the Lord, do you know who stands for me? Do you hear me? Ain't nobody can stand for me. Ain't nobody, my friend, that can answer for me. When it's between me and him, it's me and him.
Amen.
And I will answer him.
Yeah.
He says, I'll call. He says, and you will answer. There's a call that you will answer. Yes, they are. You may have an opportunity this morning to reject the call of God, which is a dangerous thing. But you can have that opportunity to reject it this morning. But promise, I'll promise you, there's coming a day he'll call and you will answer. Yes, you will. But it can be joyous. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave here, and I don't know, I've thought about this quite a bit here lately, and I've mentioned it two or three times, but I'm not going to leave here on a low note. I'm going to leave on high note. Yes, sir. You know why I craft them? Because I know what's between me and him.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? I got my shoes off. Yeah. What do you mean, preacher? Got your shoes off. He told Moses, he said, pull your shoes off, Moses. The ground you're on is holy ground.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You know what I think about that? Nothing between.
Yeah.
You hear me? Nothing between me and my Savior.
Amen.
Nothing. When he calls, I will answer. What does Easter mean to you? What does the Lord mean to you? Can I ask you something else? What does your life mean to you? There's a house full of folks that's set exactly where you're sitting. And they know what to do. They know what to do. They know what to do in your shoes. They know what they would do. But I'm going to tell you something. When they sat and stood where you're sitting and standing today, they was just like you.
Amen.
And they listened to that little old bird that said, just wait a while.
Amen.
Just wait a while. Wait till there's a smaller crowd. Or you just wait till you want to. I got news for you. You ain't never coming if you wait until you want to. Whether you believe it or not, Herod recognized Easter. He recognized the day. He recognized what he done to the disciples was pleasing in the eyes of the people. And it was in his power, brethren, to do away with those disciples. Yes, it was at that particular time. But just a short few hours, he hunted them, had them to hunt for Peter, had them that was in charge of Peter put to death. Did he not? And the Bible says he made a speech. He gave an oracle. And the people says that it was God and not man. And he did not recognize God. short few hours, my friend, from the time that he put a disciple to death, my friend, till he left this world. Bible said the worms eat him. Is that right? Preacher, I wouldn't even want to think about something like that. Well, that's exactly what it says. And the worms devoured him. He died. No longer. No longer. 12th chapter, 13th chapter, Herod wouldn't hear. Gone. Did not recognize God. Preacher, I believe God loves me. Well, I don't believe He does. I know He does. But the truth of it is, you're still going to have to surrender that will of yours unto Him. Church, you pray. These people in trouble. They, some of you don't know what you think about Easter. Do you know that? But better than that, and I say better, God's dealing with that heart. And the fact of it is, there's not but one remedy for you. Not but one. That's bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Him. You bring it to Him, He'll cure you. He will. He'll cure you of your ailment this morning. Let us stand. Sing a verse of some song.